Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkher and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your presence with us and co-creating with us this your beautiful space. And very excited that Danielle Rama Hoffman is back on the show. She's been with us a few years ago. And I feel really excited that she's here with us because her message, it's really profound, very transformative, and how to say, it really can help us to move to the next level where we can really connect more deeply to our gifts, to who we are, and show up more powerfully with more trust in who we are. And also, like, because this is the gift that we can offer others by just being ourselves and show up as who we are, and then the magic can really happen. And really, she in today's call, she will be talking about multidimensional abundance, creating the new paradigm for spiritual entrepreneurship, and she will be sharing about the limitations that we may have, like being afraid of showing up, not being received, or like poverty vows and contracts, that's where we believe that serving others, it means sacrifice, and many other things. So it's more about creating abundance, like all forms of abundance, not just maybe, because many times we focus only on financial aspects, but it's just one part of a whole. And when we focus only on one, we don't feel fulfilled. But here, she will guide us on embodying all aspects of abundance, which is really, really exciting. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about her. So Danielle Rama Hoffman is an international channel and coach, 3 times best-selling author and conscious leader with more than 25 years of successful spiritual entrepreneurship. Danielle uses her unique divine genius to guide other conscious leaders, spiritual entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and change agents to massively expand the impact on their opus level contributions as divine creator beings through the full strength activation of their own divine signature genius. Danielle's clients accelerate their trajectory, up-level their visibility, and birth their highest legacy with unprecedented results. With that, Danielle, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here and also love the synergy of divine uniqueness, for it really is our uniqueness, that the difference of us that matters, that makes all the difference in matter.
Right, absolutely. And very excited about what we will be sharing today. And maybe in the beginning, I would love if you can share with us about maybe your message and also the channeling that you are doing, and like you are channeling thought and the council of light. I would love if you can briefly talk about that.
Yes, and that really is my divine genius and channelings, divine transmitting. So I'd love to bring them in here in a few minutes, and yes, and then dive more in from there. And it's really a divine partnership that I have with Thoth, Toth, the Egyptian god of infinite knowledge, the keeper of the Akashic records, and the Council of Light. So there is really this partnership between us as we are incarnate and the light beings. So yeah, how about if I just bring them in and then they can share more from that vantage point.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you.
I'll take a moment here and inviting everyone to tune into your unique signature energy, that which makes you uniquely you. From the Council of Light book, there is the Emerald Ray, the U Ray, So as the council's gathering of which you're a part of, inviting you, if it feels light, to call upon the emerald ray that magnifies your unique signature energy. This is Toth with the Council of Light, the Money Muse panel of light, the Rose panel beings of light, including Isis and the Magdalens, infinite oneness, Sanat Kamara, and many other beings of light and love that are gathering as we are moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. There is the invitation, as Danielle was sharing in the opening, to open with the emerald ray and to connect to the emerald ray by visualizing the color emerald green and having a sense that as you're visualizing this emerald green, as you're calling upon the emerald ray, the U ray, that the emerald ray augments or turns up your unique signature energy. So your divine uniqueness. It's a little bit like if you have ever colored with different colors on a paper and then have placed a black crayon on top of the colors, and then you can scrape away the black to see the color underneath, or to see that which has always been there, yet may have been masked or veiled or covered in some way, that the emerald ray, the U ray, is simply magnifying what's already there. Or like David and the carving of David, that there was simply everything that wasn't David that was taken away. So as we're opening here, we would invite you for this transmission and this co-creation will flow even more fluidly and create even greater ripple effect if you are giving yourself permission to enter into it from even more of your energy, more of your emerald essence, the U ray. So we're taking a few moments to stabilize here the energy. And what stabilizes the energy, what we've often said, is that this shift into unity consciousness that's already happened, yet the awakening to it goes even more fluidly and smoothly as you're being you. And we know that that can be simultaneously the most exciting and can also bring up the separation consciousness. So just have a sense that the emerald ray is supporting you to become even more of who it is that you are naturally. So if you've had a dimmer switch like a light that was on dim, that this is turning up the dimmer switch of your signature energy, your unique energy. So as we're running the emerald ray in the background, we are delighted to be here and to co-create, and that's our opening message. And do you have any questions for us as we're beginning to dive into this topic of the new paradigm and multidimensional abundance?
First, thank you so much for being here with us and for willing to share your message with us. So very grateful to you. And as the subject is multidimensional abundance, so my question will be if you can share with us like the different aspects of that, because sometimes we don't have more clarity about that or limited understanding of what is the abundance is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Multidimensional abundance is simultaneously the awareness of abundance being multifaceted, like the wheel of life that you may have seen that is used in many coaching experiences, where the wheel is like a pie and that there are different segments that make up the wheel of life. There is health, there is wealth, there is clarity, which you're bringing forward. There are gifts and talents. There is purpose, there's relationships, there's joy, there's play, there's all these different pieces of the pie that make up the multifaceted abundance. So as we often connect to spiritual entrepreneurs and healers and leaders, spiritual growth adepts that have been on the path for quite a while, however the application may look. For some of you, it may be that you have or you're choosing to create a business, and it may be that you, being you and your divine uniqueness, what you're here to be and do is applied in a way that looks different than how it looks for Danielle or for others that have more of that spiritual entrepreneurship. And the common theme is that you have incarnated with a specific gift, with a vision, with a mission, with a contribution that is also multifaceted. So although multidimensional abundance includes all of these aspects of the pie, where they are interconnected and they are moving forward together, rather than separation consciousness, which is where money goes up, for example, and then time goes down. This is either or. This is trading one form of resourcedness for another. So multidimensional abundance is that the wheel is flowing together, and the primary areas that we particularly speak about are also, what does your mission, what is it that you're here to be and do, what does it require in order to come into fruition? And at this time on the Earth Star, there is that financial flow, there is that purpose, there is that joy, and there is health. So one aspect of multidimensional abundance is that abundance is multifaceted and that it's moving together like a wheel. Nothing is left behind. That your union with source or your connection to self, your joy, your money, your purpose are like a four-dimensional wheel that flows together. The second aspect of multidimensional abundance that we would speak about is also getting into a little bit of energy. It's all energy. Yet the awareness of you being divine, your divine uniqueness, and you as a divine being are multidimensional. So you have resources and assets in your experience of the Earth Star that you can touch and feel and see, that are in the dimensions of where you reside. And you also have multidimensional abundance that are your divine capacities and your gifts and talents that move at the speed of light, that move beyond some of the universal principles of the earth, star, and what's considered physicalization. For physicalization, the dimension of physicalization has some universal principles like gravity. So the second aspect of multidimensional abundance is also the abundance that you have in the energy realm. Some of the abundance that you have in the energy realms are also your unique divine capacities. And so that may be telepathic communication, for example, or it may be that you are very easily able to be in the energy of love. And that is a form of multidimensional abundance. And it is your love that amplifies your unique signature energy and creates an even greater flow of abundance. So we have a sense that for this particular group, we would speak about both, not only amplifying the multidimensional abundance, and we could do an exercise here to really graph out or to notice where you have a sense that you are in relationship to each of these areas of abundance, and also to really bring forward more of the multidimensional abundance of your divine capacities. For we know that one of the reasons why there is a lack of clarity, and clarity can be a form of abundance as well, about what it is that you're here to do and to be, is that there isn't anyone like you. There isn't anyone to model. You are pioneering, you're visionary. So you're also operating in ways that others aren't. And then in the past, you may have made yourself wrong for it not looking like how it looks like for others. So that's a little bit about multidimensional abundance, the two dimensions in particular. One is that it's multifaceted like a pie, and two is that you are multidimensional. So your abundance is also multidimensional. It's not only in the realm of your incarnated experience. So is that clear, or is there more that you would deepen up into, ask us to deepen into?
Yeah, that really makes sense. And I really love what you shared about the multifaceted abundance or multidimensional abundance. And also I would love, because you mentioned that about spiritual entrepreneurship and about healers and coaches and mentors who wants to share their gifts. And like, because in what is shared in the mainstream about entrepreneurship, it's more about like planning a lot, control, numbers, and but also in a spiritual community, it's there's more how to say, being in the flow. So how, especially in the beginning, because from a spiritual perspective, like a spiritual community, there can be some resistance when we talk about entrepreneurship. How can we find the balance, like, and do both, like be an entrepreneur, healer, and or offer our service, and at the same time allow ourselves to flow through that and flow through our path?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's dive into a little bit more to concretize this multidimensional abundance graph or pie as a way to spiral more deeply into your question about the new paradigm of entrepreneurship. For we have a sense that as each individual, and you may choose to have a piece of paper that you take out and that you, or you can do this in your mind's eye, that you can either choose this circle that we shared, the pie, or you can do a more linear graph where you have one graph that is for joy, one graph that is for connection with source, one graph that's for purpose, one graph that's for money, one graph that's for your gifts and talents, one graph that's for clarity, one graph that's for visibility. So these are just some of the facets of abundance. And part of the mapping it out this way also begins to unhook some of the either or that you were pointing out, that in the spiritual community, there may be a deep desire to share one's gifts and to be in the flow. And then in mainstream entrepreneurship, there's structure and planning, and those seem paradoxical. So we'd invite you each, if you're called, to just take a few moments here, and you may have it be on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that dimension of abundance is fully turned on. It's exactly where you have a sense is yours to be and do. It isn't the same for everyone. Your unique multidimensional abundance pie or graph is unique to you. And so there may be other aspects of it that are even more vital for you, like love or relationships. So just take a few moments, and in particular, scale of 1 to 10, where would you say you are with money? Scale of 1 to 10 with purpose, sharing your contribution, your gifts. When we say purpose, we mean all of that. And then scale of 1 to 10, joy. And scale of 1 to 10, your connection to source, to the divine. And those four dimensions in particular, as they are rolling together, really also create a compass for spiritual entrepreneurship. They're going together. So now when you have that map there, and Monsef, from your experience of those that are tuning in and in the spiritual community, is there aspects of that particular graph that you would say those that are here are also choosing to augment?
From the questions that we received like before, it's maybe about financial abundance, because that part is came frequently, like being afraid of not having enough money or not being enough. And it's like, how to say, maybe struggling with the basic needs before sharing their gifts and being out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. So that financial flow also being interconnected to the joy and to the purpose and the gifts and it all moving together. So here is where we would move into a little bit as well of what you're bringing forward, of how there can be some carryovers, overlays, distortions, separations that are also a part of a culture or a part of a tribe, a part of a particular community. And so that there may be in the spiritual community something that gets handed over that may not even be you or yours. So an example of that is that there has been in the spiritual community perhaps the idea that to be of service equals sacrifice, that you need to sacrifice worldly goods and personal gain in order to be of service. So this can have been created in past lives. It can be carried on also unconsciously in this lifetime and can also be expressed by others, meaning that there are those that have the carryover belief that to offer healing, it should be for free. And this is not a truth with the capital T. However, it can be a part of the ancestry or the carryover from different paradigms where the development of the spiritual gifts, like going into the temple or going into the monastery or experiencing certain initiations or activations, that there were those lifetimes where the connection to source was developed by a dematerialization, a focus that was on the connection with source, and that may have included paths and some of these practices may be vital in this now moment as well. It may have included paths as well, such as fasting or going on a vision quest or not having water. So when you speak about the basic needs, the nourishment, the substance, that there have been many paths and of awakening throughout history of the spiritual community where there has been swinging back and forth between lifetimes, between pathways. And these spirit and matter have also been paradoxically in conflict with one another. And so there have been lifetimes where each of you, you may have been on the other side of things, where you had abundance and yet it was at the expense of someone else, or that there was the killing of others for their spiritual beliefs. So this service equals sacrifice is one of the illusion lies that we would bring to a place of completion with the multidimensional abundance activation ignition that we are moving into later on, yet we're providing the pathway for it here now. Another one as well is this either or duality, that you have either your connection to source or spirituality, your gifts and your talents, and yet you don't have the financial flow or support. And then what happens is that you're in survival consciousness. You're focusing on surviving, and then that becomes a primary focus of energy that keeps the most spiritually adept leaders also in a place of invisibility. So we aren't saying in order to be in the new paradigm of entrepreneurship and to have multidimensional abundance, it needs to look like having a seven-figure business, or it needs to look like having a multi-six-figure business, or it needs to look like having a six-figure business, or it needs to look like having a five-figure business, or it needs to look like a certain amount of financial flow, because for each of you, that will be unique to you. And what are the conditions, the carryovers, the fealties, the oaths that are actually in place? You are a creator being, so it's not that there's assertion in the universe or something's being done to you, and that are actually keeping those that are here to lead out of the game of bringing forward gifts and talents. And so another form of lack, as we're speaking about abundance and the new paradigm of unity consciousness, is also clarity. That confusion can be another one of these, and we're just using these words for the fun of it, one of these hexes or spells that may be there. That if you stay confused about what it is that you're here for, then that's another form of lack. So how much more can each of you be contributing by having all four wheels of the car flowing together? And we know that we want to just bring forward this concept, and we would invite you to each be calling forward what you would consider your genealogy, and not your ancestral lineage, your mother, your father, that's a part of it. Yet, if you know that you're here to be a healer, or you know that you're here to be a mentor, or you're a coach, and you're already doing these things, or you're not doing these things, to call upon the genealogy, the ancestry, the tree of coaching, to call upon the tree of healing, to call upon the tree of shamanism, to call upon the tree of herbalism or medicine or whatever it is, and to ask with this activation that anything that you have been carrying in your field that actually isn't yours to begin with, that it's sent back to the source from which it came. And then part of your divine uniqueness is also that then you, as a creator being, get to create it the way that you choose. So as there has been the introduction for Danielle, she's been in the healing arts since 1993 and beginning as counselor and massage therapist and healer, and many years of entrepreneurship, that there are different environments and different set points in each of those environments. And there comes a time where the innovation is also bringing in the example of Monsef that you brought forward, what works from mainstream entrepreneurship, what works from spirituality for each of you, and bringing together your unique hybrid, your unique blend. So if we were to map out historically the spiritual community, and it would depend on which track. For some of you, you may have a connection to Egypt, you may have a connection to Lemuria, you may have a connection to the Romans or the Greeks or the Celtic, the Druids. There's all these different periods. Maybe the time of the gold rush, or the time of Harriet Tubman, or there's a certain lifetime or period in history. It may have been lifetimes of being in the monastery, that this either or is set up. Either you're committed to God, or you have a relationship, you're a householder, you have sexuality, and never the two shall meet. And now, as it's in the 21st century, how is it, as you're calling in the map of the carryover, that this activation can actually be freedom from those, so that you can be who it is that you are, your mission, your vision requires support, requires other individuals, it requires financial flow. So it's not only about your needs, there's also the surplus of when you're in a state of well-being and overflowing, how much more that contribution can be rippling out. So as we're bringing forward a lot of different energies here, Monsef, is there anything that you would ping off of what we were speaking about in terms of the genealogy of different modalities or different healers or mentors or coaches? And that idea, just as one has their ancestral lineage and there's a sense of what happened in childhood forming and maybe creating loyalty or safety patterning now, what happened with the mother and the father, yet also widening this awareness to different environments like the spiritual community. So are there examples of that are coming to you to enrich this conversation even more, or another question?
Maybe because maybe we all experience that about being in our comfort zone and the advice that we received from our families. And I believe this is what they receive from theirs. It's that trying to just be safe and not take risks. And also what I noticed recently is that for me personally, and I believe that it's also for our community, they may be experiencing that as well, it's that we are receiving guidance from our higher self constantly, and it's more just about giving us maybe a guidance for just the next step without any information about what this will lead us to, and maybe we don't have enough data, and there we have maybe fear about just stepping into that, or sometimes jumping. It feels like jumping into that step, and it feels that this is a continuous process. It's not, because before we believe that, okay, I will follow this guidance and then I will get back to my comfort zone. So it's just a one-time action, but now it's like one after the other, and it's like we are guided to to be okay being in that state of being, not knowing exactly where we are, and just following our guidance and our higher self in each moment. So I would love if you can touch upon that and any advice on navigating this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this is a form of multidimensional abundance. The other aspect of multidimensional entrepreneurship, multidimensional contribution or service, multidimensional visibility, is that it is multidimensional. So part of what you're speaking about with the structure and the flow, Danielle's remembering that the first coach that she had in the 90s asked her for a 10-year plan. And that isn't the way that things are happening now. So that is very much about the multidimensionality. So part of what you're bringing forward is a way, as is as well, the shift from linear creation. If you're choosing to be at F, and F is that you're fully being your divine uniqueness, you're sharing what you're here to be and do, your gifts are fully turned on, there's clarity, whatever the F is for each of you, that the idea in the old paradigm is that in order to get to F, you have to go A, B, C, D, E, F, and it's very linear, or your abundance increases 10%, And then you get used to that, and then it increases 10%, and then you get used to that, and then it increases 10%, or it goes up 10%, and then it goes down 10% because it went up 10%, and the set point is the same. Like a thermostat that's set to 70 degrees, that it's going to create 70 degrees. So multidimensional abundance and following guidance in the now moment and having guidance and clarity is another form of abundance. And when we speak about abundance, sometimes someone keeps out unconsciously or has an allergy to clarity or to the guidance because there's a sense of, well, if I get the guidance, then I have to follow it. Or someone may think that you have that they have a problem with receiving financial flow. And it's not about the receiving, it's about the having, that there's a fear that if you have financial abundance, that you'll be killed or kicked out of the tribe or thought to be greedy or whatever the things are. So just like the breath, there is the inhale, there's the having of the breath, there's the exhale. Abundance is multidimensional. It has this flow. And whatever part of the cycle, and we love this exercise of just taking a few minutes and breathing in equal amounts. It can be a 3-part breath, it can be a 4-part breath, inhaling for 5 seconds, holding for 5 seconds, exhaling for 5 seconds, and you can either go to the inhale or exhale and hold out for 5 seconds. If that's the 4-part breath, you can do it either in a 3-part or 4-part. And just noticing if there's the inhale for 5 seconds, the holding of the breath for 5 seconds, and the exhaling of the breath for 5 seconds. And one part of that cycle, usually you'll be more comfortable as you're speaking about the comfort zone. And it'll also illuminate which part of the cycle someone may be dampening or pinching off the abundance. And again, like we said, it may not be related. Someone may actually have an amazing capacity to receive guidance, clarity, financial flow, energy, love, and yeah, it's the having that brings up these old paradigm fears. So then the individual shuts down the receiving part so that the having doesn't happen. So when you're asking about this following the guidance and not knowing what comes next and how it is like jumping timelines, and there isn't the full picture in mind, there's not the data, part of that is that it is a new paradigm way of being. And it isn't incremental growth or linear growth. It's really that quantum growth as a creative being. If you choose to be at F, be at F. So anywhere that you may have the idea that there are these complex manifesting formulas that you have to go through, or the hoops and the jump and the leaps and the conditions that you have to meet in order to create, we're inviting you to bring that back in the wholeness, back in the oneness, back in the source from which it came. So it's like the visual as well. When you're driving in the car, and you have the impulse to get in the car, and it's night, and you have the headlights, you're only seeing that which is in front of you. So there was a lot that you brought forward there with the comfort zone and going back to the comfort zone and how things are working now. And this is also where discernment is very key. What's yours to be and do and have, nothing more, nothing less. And what we open with, the emerald ray, is your signature energy, amplifying your signature energy. And then your signature energy is this lock and key that unlocks those optimal experiences for you as an individual. Good. So did that get to your question, or is there more that you deepen into?
Yeah, it really did, absolutely. And I really love this. I loved what you shared. And as you were sharing about that and the comfort zone, I thought about there is a fear for not maybe starting healing service or being an entrepreneur, or just maybe not taking it to the next level. It's being afraid of being so busy, or it will be difficult to manage, or it's like fear of we will not receive the support that we need, because we don't, maybe in the beginning we may not know how to manage this and all aspects, especially the technical parts, that many of our community, they may be afraid of managing that. So and this is also it brings the aspects that's walking the path without need to knowing what we need to do in advance, and then like allowing the support to come as we are walking that. So I don't know if you have any message about that or any advice.
Yes, and that is also the multidimensional abundance, that there is the being informed, that even though there may not be the conscious or the logical awareness of what that next step is leading to, there is some aspect as a divine being, or that the higher self knows. And so there's also the deepening into the trusting of that. So for example, with the Council of Light book that came in, or different, as we often partner with spiritual entrepreneurs to create your legacy work, that the way that the bodies of work have been birthed in partnership with us through Danielle have been very much in this way that you're speaking about, that there's going into meditation, there's connecting with guidance, and then a chapter comes through, or a theme comes through. And then the next chapter comes through, or the next theme comes through, or the next part of the business or program, or like this gathering here. And what has always amazed Danielle is that afterwards, even though there wasn't an outline, it was very different than how she learned how to write as a child, there, although there wasn't the outline, every step worked and went very well together. There was a divine order. There was a flow. There was this higher awareness. And so there's also that recognition that as you're driving on the road and you see the headlights ahead, you may only see for 200 feet, and yet the road continues beyond that. It doesn't just all of a sudden go into a dead end. So there's an aspect of this dancing and this timeline jumping that the higher self or the divine self also is tapped into a greater awareness. And this is a part of multidimensional abundance, and it's a part of also that yes of discerning in this now moment. Is this a yes? Is this a no? And then following that, and sometimes something that may seem intellectually like an obvious yes from the guidance is a clear no. And to experiment, to play with that, to have it be fun. Well, what if rather than saying yes, I say no, and then later it makes sense. There's the positioning. So this is also where some of the habits and the structures and the the doing things in tribal consciousness, whether that is it's 9 o'clock, it's time for breakfast, or it's noon, it's time to eat, or it's 10 o'clock, it's time to go to sleep, that there's also a following of the individual's flow and what is most optimal for your system that then begins to unplug from the collective consciousness grid. And there's a greater autonomy vibrationally. There's a greater uniqueness that starts to unfold. And so part of what we would place on the altar to bring back into wholeness or oneness with the multidimensional abundance ignition here that we'd move into is also any of the habits or ways of being or unwritten or written rules of entrepreneurship, of being a healer, of whatever it is that aren't your divine uniqueness, that those get folded back in the wholeness, back in the oneness. So are there other questions that you'd bring forward? We know there's the one about financial abundance, for we have a sense that it would be more optimal to position them before the activation than after.
Before we start the call, I received some questions from our audience. Yes. So I wonder if we can take some of those.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Right. So we have here a question. It's about financial abundance. So it's from Melissa. She writes, this is so where I am at. Poverty vows. Keeping silent on all this wisdom and sacrifice. I want more than anything else in my life to be free to lead in a new earth way. How can you assist me? What guidance about my mission can you share? Thank you for this timely and most powerfully important call.
Yeah, so Melissa, we'd bring in some light language here as well. Ima nuyan niyashta homianka iya tahanto iani ishtahati oko inahantiwa aka. Another visual that we would share about multidimensional abundance is innovation and evolution. Maybe you have been camping and there are tents where you set up one pole, let's say at the left corner of the tent, and then you set up the pole that's on the right corner and the front and the back. And there is this going into purpose as the left corner and then money as the right corner and joy as the front corner and doing them one at a time. What we are bringing forward in Nihina Namahankoshti is also what gets to happen with the evolution of the tent. Now there are these pop-up tents that you simply take it out of the cover and you remove, like Michelangelo removes anything that's not David, and then there's simply David. So for you, Melissa, there is that same analogy of the pop-up tent. It does need to come out of the cover. It does need to be placed on the ground in nature where it has the space to open. And yet it isn't that the pole of the left corner or the right corner or the front and the back go one at a time. It pops up all at once. That's the difference between two-dimensional and three-dimensional. So part of this also comes down to a choice. Each of you have been on your journey for a long time. And so it isn't about necessarily always continuing to do another layer of the onion. It's about choosing to be done with the onion. And that's also what we're bringing forward with this activation. So for you, Melissa, we would invite you to just ask yourself, what's the tent cover that you can take off? And then allowing everything to open up together. So this analogy is also related to, as we're looking in the Akashic Records, to your higher purpose, which also has to do with this exact thing, helping others to, in a way, instantly create an environment. Good. So who's next?
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you, Melissa, for your question. I want to ask another question from Bianca from Sacramento. What do I need to do, release or embrace, in order to realize what gifts I have that I should be sharing with the world? Thank you so much.
Bianca Hushti Ia Nohomia Aka Iani Stantomi Anomi Stanti Ika Yepa Nustia Ima Ayama Anto Ukushtisti Iata Ama Ianiya Nohomia Na Ankushti. We would bring forward the precision of gifts being absolutely applied in a very unique way. So, for example, when we're speaking about purpose and gifts and talents and what it is that you've incarnated for, what it is that you're here to express, that purpose can be love, for example. And that love can be expressed in many different ways. For some, it can be applied in a doing where there can be a healing practice or a coaching practice or whatever it is that's based on supporting individuals to experience greater love, working with couples, working with self-love. And then there can be the being of love that is simply radiated. It's radiated. So we want to be very clear that you all are contributing to the evolution of consciousness, and how you apply it also has to do with your choice. It has to do with your preferences. It has to do with what would be the most fun and joyful and efficient and effective and the most like you. And this is also where there is the getting out of the box. It's reminding Danielle of one program that she offered, that we offered, that was a spiritual pilgrimage by proxy. And the gist of the program was that she hiked for a week and had three individuals that she was working with, we were working with, while hiking. And there wasn't a phone call, there wasn't a video, there wasn't an audio. She would hike and we would send energy to the individuals. And this spiritual pilgrimage by proxy was, it very much looked like her, it felt like her, it included a lot of the gifts and the talents that she carries, that we carry, of multidimensional communication. There doesn't need to be the time and space where someone was with her. And so what we would invite you, Bianca, in particular, is focusing on that. How would you know if whatever it is that you're up to really, really, it looks like you, it feels like you, it smells like you, it it's just so you. It's that perfect glove. It's that bespokeness that it's really tailored to your divine uniqueness. And then we know we're being a little nitpicky here, yet just that word should. So anywhere that you may be feeling an obligation or that you should be sharing your gifts in a certain way, we would invite you to include that back in the oneness, back in the wholeness, back in the source from which it came. Because it's a choice. It's a freedom. There doesn't need to be this push-pull with it. So we've clarified that there's the being and there's the doing of your gifts. And then there's also the unhooking from any shouldness and the acknowledgement that you already are a gift to the world. So sometimes, and this could be a practice that you could take on, is just simply, and we know that it's one that's used, to appreciate three things about yourself, Bianca, yourself. Then you start to see the gift that you already are. And then it brings in more clues to have it be a treasure chest. So this is also where each of you are invited to be tuning into what your inner knowing is and the willingness to go for it, even though it may look very different than how anyone else is being and doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank Beautiful. You.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the guidance. And also thank you so much, Bianca, for your question. Really great question. And I feel like many, they relate to this question. And yeah, so thank you again for the guidance that you gave. So I feel that maybe it's time to do the group activation.
Yes. Okay, so you may return your awareness to your multidimensional abundance graph, and we would invite you to open this with taking a few breaths, either the three-part breath that we mentioned or the fourth-part breath, inhaling for 5 seconds, or whatever feels light, holding for 5 seconds, exhaling for 5 seconds, just that it's equal, either in three parts or four parts. As you're breathing in this way, choose for this to already naturally be recalibrating the multidimensional abundance, the cycle of abundance in oneness and in wholeness. And as this is a free will and conscious choice universe, we would invite you to ask yourself and to discern, are you choosing to ignite the multidimensional abundance birthright or not? And if it is a yes for you, we'd invite you to ask the part of you that knows to place on the altar anything that you've outgrown or is a carryover from these past lives or this lifetime or your ancestry that is currently active, that's now time to go into a place of dormancy. So this may be the past life vows of secrecy, of poverty, of silence, of invisibility, of having the wisdom, yet it was kept secret in the mystery schools. Whatever those are for you, and we don't use these words often, so we'll add them in as they came in. Any sense of a spell or a hex or a vow or an agreement, not in a way that there's anything done to you, for you are a creator, yet that may just be in your field, carried over, that's not uniquely you or yours. One of the keys of your multidimensional abundance is also you occupying your space. As you occupy your space and you're broadcasting your signature energy, you're vibrationally visible, and this magnetizes to you even more of what's yours to be and do and have, what you're here to create. Those optimal clients, those innovative ways of entrepreneurship, clarity about your mission, your vision, or perhaps you already have that clarity and yet you're not reaching those that are asking for your gifts. So just ask the part of you that knows to bring forward that which is being turned off, that which you've outgrown. And then now calling forward what you are turning on, the multidimensional abundance birthright, what you're igniting, your multifaceted, multidimensional abundance pie, and also your multidimensional abundance of your divine capacities. Nian nahomian anti ika nian antiwa. And we are extending acknowledgement and appreciation to the group consciousness for groups gather for reasons. So have a sense of this being magnified for you individually because of the potency of this community, because this is happening together. Knowing that choosing multidimensional abundance, it does mean that some ways of being come to a place of completion. So honoring the protective mechanisms, the vows, whatever they were for the purpose that they've shared. And just like a snake that outgrows the skin, or a chick that goes out of the egg, or the butterfly that leaves the chrysalis, just know they don't even really apply anymore. You're reclaiming your now moment. Are you choosing to move forward with igniting the multidimensional birthright activation right here together right now or not? Yes. In your awareness, have you brought forward your part of the sequence of this multidimensional abundance birthright ignition activation or not? Yes, in your awareness, have we brought forward our part of the sequence of this multidimensional abundance birthright ignition activation or not? Yes. From the level of your divine choice, are you choosing to ignite, to activate, to turn on the multidimensional abundance birthright or not? The birthright of multidimensional abundance. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Just knowing that your system knows how to bring everything into dormancy, back in the oneness, back in the source from which it came. And now focus on replacing, now focus on what is turned on, what is replacing that which has gone into dormancy. So what we're aware of for the group is really blending that there's a hybrid kind of an energy, meaning that you have a unique combination of things. So perhaps what's innovative of what you're sharing is where you share it. Or you're bringing together the best of both worlds of structure and flow, of spirit and matter, of new paradigm entrepreneurship. And to seal this in, we return to how we began with the emerald ray. I'm really inviting you to fill your multidimensional graph and you, your system, with the emerald ray, turning up your signature energy, turning up your unique bespoke vibration, that part of your multidimensional abundance is also you occupying your space, you taking your seat at the table, you being vibrationally visible also brings forward the multidimensional abundance that can happen in a very accelerated way. So your vibration, your unique signature energy, naturally unlocks those optimal experiences, individuals that you're choosing to create with. Good. And then we bring in the energy of the Venus ray of opulent bliss. So you may connect to Venus, to the energy of the Venus ray of opulent bliss, and the Venus ray, the emerald ray, and the multidimensional abundance, birthright, ignition. And if you haven't relaxed the breathing, can relax the breathing at this time, returning to your regular breath and just rubbing your palms together, wiggling your toes or snapping your fingers, just knowing that it's done. And just broadcasting this multidimensional abundance out into your relationships, into your bank account, into your purpose, into your love, into your health, into your career, into all areas where you reside. And then as you're ready to bring your focus back to this group council, and we are extending our acknowledgement and appreciation to you for your contribution to this multidimensional abundance, birthright ignition, and to the evolution in consciousness. Welcome back.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. That was really, really profound process and activation. And also inviting us to take like choices that we support who we are and support our path. And part of it's really true to let go of the old way of being, the old choices, and what we used to know or understand that's in the past supported us, but now we need to step in a in a fully different energy, which really supports our higher path. So yeah, very, very grateful to you. Thank you so much for that. And now I would love if we can talk about the program you are offering, which is the Visionary Heart Activation Collection. And it's really powerful program. I'm really grateful that you are offering it, especially in this time, because it really can help our audience to upgrade their relationship with their vision, their purpose, and also align with their true self, their truth, and their own power, so they can really step into contribution to the shifts that we are experiencing and where we are moving, like as a collective, to unity consciousness. So I would love if you can share about that. And yeah, so I want to invite our audience to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Danielle, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Danielle, DANIELLE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is available on the replay page. So yeah, I would love if you can share with us about that.
Yeah, so the Visionary Heart Collection is including the first activation of the Visionary Heart, of the Divine Light Activation Sequence. And it very much contributes to you by bringing a right relationship with the vision that you have and that you came here with. So rather than there being a push-pull or a working out of the slower vibrations of the thoughts and feelings and behaviors being what runs the vision, that you're simply sharing what yours to share. So the rose is the rose, the tomato is the tomato. So there's not the overlays of the doubt and the fear and the worry. So the Visionary Heart Collection includes a 2-hour activation of the Visionary Heart. And there, with that activation, is a dynamic contribution, a game-changing way of being that also contributes to how it is that you are with others, revolutionizes relationships from any power over, power under. There's also that right relationship with the vision. And there's, in addition to the 2-hour activation, there's supportive material to prepare for the activation, including a written process of owning and blessing your story, so that there's an acknowledgement of everything that's brought you up until this now moment, that you're not trying to get rid of any aspect of you. You're simply changing into the new paradigm. So there's a total of 4+ hours of audio, video, written, that are a part of this Visionary Heart Collection. And it very much is a game changer. So we're placing it on the altar for you to connect with, to see if it is your next natural step. And it is one that really creates this accelerated expansion that we've been speaking about this entire time. So is there more, Monsef, that you would highlight about it? We are speaking more about the benefits and the essence of it, what it can do for someone.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing about that, and also for offering it. And maybe the question that comes up is for someone who still how to say don't have the clarity about the gifts that they want to share or the next step, like how this program can support them.
Yes. And because it is the visionary heart, the visionary aspect of it really highlights and acknowledges that you each have a unique vision that you have incarnated with. And sometimes the vision is cloudy because it hasn't been the now moment for it, or that you've upgraded into a new aspect. So some of you may recognize that this Visionary Heart Collection is for you because you've completed an old chapter. You fulfilled brilliantly and beautifully your previous mission. So another way to look at the activation is that it's turning on your highest vision in this now moment, and the clarity of what that is in a way that also acknowledges that it most likely is also very unique, that you're here and you're drawn to divine uniqueness also recognizes a quality to the vision that you carry. So for example, one woman who activated her visionary heart had been frustrated for a very long time looking around at other individuals' gifts, that she saw others that were clairvoyant or clairaudient, or they could see or hear or feel. And for her, her gift didn't work that way. Her multidimensional abundance gift and vision was something very different. It was something that no one else was doing. And so actually the frustration wasn't because she was confused. It was that she was trying to reach for a gift that wasn't hers, that was less adept than the one that she actually carries. So as a part of this Visionary Heart Collection, there's also the recognition and the uncovering, the discovering of your most adept vision that most likely is innovative and isn't what others are up to, or maybe a blend, as we shared at the end of the multidimensional abundance birthright, that this particular group is a group of blending, or of combining things, of the hybrid. So your vision may include aspects of that which is known, blended with a unique twist or unique way of doing it or being it that is just being discovered. So part of the clarity happens because there's the continued turning off of the old paradigm illusion of lack or confusion. And part of it is the turning on of your unique bespoke vision that you carry.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you. And I'm really glad that's you are offering this program in these times, because how to say now, more and more of our spirit, people of our spiritual community, they they feel that this is really the time that we all need to step forward and show up and share our gifts, embrace our divinity, and share that. It will be unique to each and everyone, but it's really time to embrace our gifts and to share that with the world. And we see the changes that are happening in the world, and it may appear that it's challenging and that many things are falling apart, but it's sometimes things need to fade away so we can bring the new, and the new is to build to create new earth reality, and we can do that but by each and every one of us share their own unique gifts and, how to say, manifest their vision and their divinity in our physical world. And yeah, so I'm very grateful that you are offering that. And yeah, and also we encourage our audience to take advantage of that, and so you can go even deeper into connecting with who you are, your purpose, getting more clarity, and getting the support to move forward and leap forward in your path. So yeah, again, thank you so much for sharing it.
Yes, our pleasure. And that key as well, that your vision and your gift, your purpose is larger than you, and as your divine self you are supported, you're in that vastness. So we have a sense that that will be a contribution as well, to recognize that the visionary heart activation is also activating the divine self, the divine vision, and upgrading to that divine vision. So we are delighted and acknowledging each of you for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness. All is light and love, and we are all. Yeah,
we come back.
Yeah, Daniel, moving more to the forefront. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was really powerful. I really love that, and it has touched upon some aspects that are really important in the way we create now, and how we are stepping into new way of entrepreneurship, like spiritual entrepreneurship, sharing our services and our gifts. And I believe that this will be really, really helpful to our audience. That's, yeah, I would love to receive their feedback when you will listen to that. And yeah, so really thank you. Thank you so much for bringing them. And yeah, also thank you so much for the program, which is really, really powerful.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And again, very grateful that you hold the space with us, that you brought those messages. And also thank you so much to everyone who listened to us, who really shared with us this sacred space, just because your presence really contributes to these experiences that we are having here on the show. And it's a co-creation between all of us. So thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you for those who sent their questions, really great ones. And again, I really encourage you to take advantage of the program that Danielle put together for us. And again, you can find it on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Danielle, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Danielle, DANIELLE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the replay page. Maybe Danielle, if you want to share any maybe message or anything before we close the call.
Well, I would add that out of my many, 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 many years of connecting with the Toth and bringing forward things, that the visionary heart is one of my all-time favorites and really is a game changer. So I would encourage those of you that are feeling like it's a yes for you to partake in it. And in terms of closing message, that it really takes all of us to be creating this shift in consciousness, this new earth, and that there is the simultaneity of the being and the doing of it. So thanking each of you as well for your courage to follow the energy, to share your uniqueness, and that it's actually the uniqueness that makes that that difference. So inviting you to embrace your uniqueness and as the key to what also unlocks even more of that multi-dimensional abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so beautiful. Thank you so much, Danielle. Again, very grateful to you. And yeah, and also for everyone, really thank you so much for being here. Thank you for choosing to be you and choosing to share who you are, share your truth, and share your gift with the world, because it's needed and you are needed in this world and this time. So thank you so much. And yeah, so I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone. Mm-hmm.